Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Writer's Block with Jim Christina and Bobby Bell, right here on LA Talk Radio.
It is 8 o'clock, Thursday evening. This is LA Talk Radio. You're listening to The Writer's Block, and I'm your host, Jim Christina, sitting in the studio with my lovely, charming, and talented co-host, Bobby Jean Bell. And, of course, sitting over there holding up his chair now is Jim Bell, lovely co-host's husband.
He's in the Jim Bell chair.
He is. And you know what? Let's just go right into this, because I think this is going to be fun for a lot of people.
Go ahead.
In the quiet of the morning, Los Caninos silently gather. At the stables, the new day has begun. Today they track the Mustangs for Captain Richard King. They saddle their caballos. They ride out with the dawn. Through Mesquite and Chaparral, they press on through the morning to Amargosa Creek, where the wild horses roam. There they'll gather those wild Mustangs for the running of your brand. They cut out the finest ones, they bring those beauties home. From the high ground, one lets out a vaquero. There's a herd of wild Mustangs. They're coming hard as hell. Press them on their flank. Turn everyone you see. Get those ponies moving. Run them on down to me. Like silhouettes on the hills, shadows on the plains, an ocean wave of Mustangs rolling their way. They watch in silent wonder as the ponies race with the wind. Such a sight they may never see again. Such a sight they may never see again. A trap on brush and broken branches with a V-shaped entry, half a mile long. They run those ponies hard on down to the enclosure. No problem, they say. What could go wrong? Mustangs boil in circle as they charge into the track. Too wild. Vaqueros lose control. Hooves strike in frenzy. They crush the corral. In a cloud of dust they vanish through a gaping hole. From the high ground one lets out a vaquero. They smash my corral all to hell. Helpless they watch as the noble creatures thunder away. Galloping to freedom, it just sunsets on the hills, shadows on the plains, an ocean wave of Mustangs rolling away. They watch in silent wonder as the ponies race through the rain. Such a sight they may never see again. Such a sight we may never see again.
And that is Race with the Wind. That's the title track off a new CD by Jim Jones called Race with the Wind. And rumor has it that I can neither confirm nor deny that that actually was Jim Jones singing that song. And I really can't confirm or deny that it's really Jim Jones on the line. Jim, you there with us?
I am, and I can confirm both.
How you doing, pal?
Doing good. How about you?
Good. Hanging in there. Bobby, give it to us.
Oh, Jim, we're so excited to have you here with us tonight. And I want to just tell our listeners a little bit about tonight's guest, Jim Jones. He lives in Albuquerque, New Mexico, with his wife and two dogs, Jesse and Coulter. And his first novel, Rustler's Moon, was a New Mexico Book Awards finalist in two categories, Best Historical Fiction and Best First Book. He is also an award singer-songwriter of Western music. He is the current Western Music Association's Male Performer of the Year, and the Academy of Western Artists named him the 2008 Male Western Vocalist of the Year, and his song Cowboys of New Mexico won an award in 2009 given by New Mexico for Western Song of the Year. He's a proud member of the Western Writers of America and the Western Music Association, a longtime friend. He performed this year as part of our concert series, and he's been with us a couple years, Jim. Jim Christina now, mentioning you, sitting next to you, I think, often at the Buckaroo Bookshop during Santa Clarita Cowboy Festival. And, Jim, we are so happy to have you on the Writer's Block. Welcome.
We are. I mean, it's such awesome to be have you here with us.
Well, it's great to be on the show. I really appreciate it.
Well, that's good because, you know, I actually, we've been close to one another at the book show now for, 3 years?
Couple years, at least.
It's always just a pleasure to see you, and you're such a pleasant man to be around. And
he's got kind of a fun, corny.
I'm actually right now. I'm gushing because this is Jim Jones, dude. and I'm looking at the cover of your CD, and you're naked. So
that's not a selling point.
The horses are running in front
of
him.
Oh, that's the naked horses. Got it. Okay.
And I want to also just quickly mention that CD, Race with the Wind, is currently number one on the Western music charts as most played or top Western CD. And the title track, Jim, tell us about it. It's also ranking pretty high. Where is it now in the charts?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't get to see the charts often enough, but it's a song that means a lot to me. It's written about the King Ranch down in South Texas, and where my mother grew up riding as a teenager, and so it's real special. I actually co-wrote it with a fellow from California, of all things, Bruce Huntington from San Diego, but he did a great job working with me on that one. So
yeah, he actually called in and talked to us one night when John...
when John Bergstrom
was here.
Was here.
Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah. Well, I hope we gave John Bergstrom a hard time because everybody's got to.
We did on the air.
We did, yeah. This is LA Talk Radio, after all. I do believe in the last issue of Western Way, though, I think you were number five. You were tied with someone, another wonderful song, which is escaping me at the moment, because you're the guest tonight. I wasn't researching, you know, whoever that was.
Right, yeah.
But you never have to worry about where you are on the charts. Just call Bobby. She'll tell you because she's a fan.
There you go.
Oh, goodness. Well, where do you...
Bobby, we were sitting in the green room, and Bobby handed me your very first book. Uh-huh. And she goes, you have to read the prologue. And so I did. And then I wanted to sit there and finish the book.
Well, that's good.
What a great beginning to a story. It really grabs me, and it kind of makes me wonder where actually, because you say in there that it is partly historically correct. So where did that story come from?
Well, it's set in northern New Mexico, and it is, as I tell people, it's loosely based in historical fact, which means it's a pack of lies that I made up. But it actually but started as a song. Of the same name. And I'd written the song, and it sort of ended. It was open-ended, and then I started reading some New Mexico history, and somehow it sort of came together. And so I created. And the other thing about it is the character. And if you read the prologue, you know that he suffers as a child. He suffers terrible trauma seeing his parents killed.
Yeah.
And that's what we now call post-traumatic stress disorder. Is what he suffers from, but they didn't know it back then. And so there's a lot of that in that first book about how he ends up kind of getting naturally healed through the people that he associates with. So that's kind of where it came from.
Now, Jim, when you wrote Wrestler's Moon, did you already know it would be a trilogy? Or you tell me a little bit about the concept.
I did not. I actually, this is a little insight into how my mind works. One day I thought, I've never written a book. And so I thought, well, I guess I'll give it a shot. And it took a long time to kind of get going and get on track. When I finished it, I didn't have any real clear idea about doing any more. And then at some point, the second one sort of popped out. And at that point, I wasn't thinking a trilogy. So, I wish I was better at strategizing. I just sort of do things based on the moment. I don't know.
Well, I think, everybody who's written a first book never wrote a book before.
That's right.
I mean, and I sat down, I go, well, I've never written a book, so I might as well write one. And now I've written, 12, 11? And, they just keep coming. And it's all about the same guy. I must like him.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, Jerry.
Well, yeah, you sort of get to know the character you get into their world and books almost write themselves.
Exactly. And that's what I say is that the characters actually tell the story. And they tell their own story. All you're doing is typing.
Right, that's right.
It sounds so simple. Why don't I get started?
It really is simple.
Right after this program, Bobby, you need to get to work on your book.
Yes, I'll just make some time for that.
Have you ever seen the emoticon with the little guy and he's rolling on the ground laughing? That's what Jim is doing right now.
Yeah, my husband is laughing right now. We need to start filming this show. the trilogy, which of course is Rustler's Moon, Colorado Moon, and Waning Moon. Moon seems to be an important piece of the titles. Jared Delaney is in all of them, and they're action packed, and also a lot of dialogue. Do you find writing dialogue easy or challenging?
I think it's the more you do it, and also the better you know your characters, the easier it is, because really it's just a conversation. And so once you kind of know the people, then you have an idea of what they're going to say to each other. Although sometimes, and I'm sure Jim knows this too, I mean, sometimes your characters surprise you because you think you're going to write something, and then it sort of comes out different, and you go, wow,
oh, yeah.
Who saw that coming?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jim's been nodding his head vigorously for those of you listening not in the studio.
Actually, this is radio, so you can't see us, but we're all naked.
Speak for yourself, Mr. Christina. let's see. Jim, do you have a
Actually, what I wanted to do right now is give the number in case anybody who wants to call in and talk to Jim. The number here is 818-602-4929. That's 818-602-4929. And the Writer's Block is brought to you by Black Dog Publishing. That's blackdogpublishing.co.com and Out West Boutique and Cultural Center. And your website is?
scvoutwest.com, and it's mobile friendly. Go check it out.
There you go. And Jim, I hate to interrupt you, but I have to run this ad because actually some other people are paying for this show. So hang tough, and we'll be right back to you. Okay, we'll be right back to you.
Hey, Jim Christina here for Target Freight Management, the 3PL solution to all your shipping needs. Are you tired of your freight being reclassed? Tired of calling several freight companies for the best rate for your shipments? Then, of course, they reclass you anyway, and there go your rates. And Target Freight Management has a solution for you. Their customized transportation management system protects all of their clients from situations just like yours. If you're currently shipping a density-based product, you need to call Target Freight today. Target Freight is currently saving their clients between 15 and 20% off their freight costs, and that's a huge savings to anyone. They will even do a free cost analysis of your current freight program to see if you are a good fit for their program, and not everyone is. The kicker is, Target Freight is only paid strictly on the contingency they can save you money on your LTO costs. Call Target Freight Management today and just see what they can do for your company. Target Freight Management, 888-653-1323, or catch them on the web at www.targetfmi.com. That's 888-653-1323, Target Freight Management.
Gonna ride this trail, ride it straight and true. And I hope at the end of the day this trail takes me home to you. 'Cause we all need a home we can ride back to. When the sun's going down and you're tired and your day is through, I could use a good horse to carry my load. 'Cause we all need a little bit of help sometime just to get on down that road. I'm gonna treat him good, I'm gonna treat him kind, I'm gonna treat him like I'd wanna be treated if the load was mine. When the cold wind blows and the thunder rolls and the dust devils swirl like the end of the world and you're scared down in your soul, you're gonna need a good friend right next to you.
And that was Good Ride, or a portion of it, from Race with the Wind. And we're back with Jim Jones. Jim, you there?
I am here.
Oh, good. For a minute there, I thought maybe we lost you.
He's just strumming and humming along there.
Yeah.
So anyway, hey, I wanted to ask you a question. Being a musician, do you do titles first? Do you do lyrics first and then the title? Or how is it that you do it? Or do you both ways?
Well, yeah. I mean, sometimes one, sometimes the other. More often than not, I start out with an idea that may involve a line, a hook, or it may just be a general idea, and I'll start working on the lyrics, and then the music comes. It's funny, I'm still in the process of working on a song right now, and I had a vague idea, and I was working on it, and I was kind of stuck, and I was just messing with my guitar, and all of a sudden this thing came out, this tuned in chord structure, and I wrote the song. I mean, it's weird how it's, sometimes it's one process and sometimes it's a different one. But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, I mean, I actually challenged myself once. Oh, actually, somebody challenged me to write a song about a witch. And he said, and he said, title it Broomsticks Were Meant to Fly. So I did. And it actually was a pretty good tune. But then I also wrote a title of a song once, and then wrote the song around the title, which was a song called Schillerman's Daughter, which is kind of a cool tune, too. So, I mean, I've done it both ways as well.
Right, yeah. I mean, sometimes you write the whole thing and you don't have a title and you just grab something out of the text of the song.
Right, right. And sometimes it's just a chord progression and you're just sitting there strumming and all of a sudden stuff comes to you.
Well, now, when you wrote the first Race with the Wind with Bruce Huntington, and you've done some co-writes with some other folks too, I think, what's that process like? Do you actually get together? Do you do a lot of phone or email, or do you send, you know, how do you co-write?
Well, you know, it's different with different people. With Bruce, so far what we've done is he sent me some rough draft of some lyrics. Sometimes he sent some chords and melody, and then I take them, and then I work with him and send what I've done back to him. So we generally do it back and forth over email. We've only sat down together, I think, one time. On the first song we ever wrote, we worked a little bit on it together, at a the Western Music Association convention, but other than that, it's all been email. I write with Alan Chapman, and he and I just wrote got started on three different songs in a weekend face-to-face, so it just really depends.
Oh, he's wonderful. And you've just been somewhere when you say over the weekend. You've been on the road a couple weeks.
Yes, I played for the third time now in my hometown of Beaumont, Texas, with another really, really good singer-songwriter and amazing guitarist from my hometown that I met in Austin a few years back. And he and I played, and so we played a couple of weeks ago, actually 2 weeks ago tonight in Beaumont. And then I went up and I wrote some songs with Alan, and then I was in Austin for the Southwest Regional Folk Alliance and did some showcases there and everything. And it's a great, great experience.
How fun.
Yeah, yeah. I know it's always it's sometimes kind of hard to get a hold of you because you're not around a lot.
That's what my wife says.
Oh, I'm sure she does.
I think that's why he doesn't have a landline anymore. He's never, you know, by the way, it's jimjonesmusic.com. And you started blogging. You blogged all of 2014.
14, right.
What?
Right.
And you hadn't blogged before. So tell us a little bit about your decision to blog and how that all came about.
It's kind of like, well, I've never written a book before. I think I will. It's sort of the same sort of thing. I was thinking about expanding my, just learning some new skills and writing writing an 800-word essay, which is kind of the length that I chose for my different blog articles, is real different than writing a full-length book, and it's real different from writing a song. And so I thought, well, that'll be good for me, and it'll be a chance to kind of just kind of spout off on anything I feel like, you know, writing about. And so, but it turned out to be really, really very useful and helpful, but also pretty tough to come up with something that I thought was worth writing about once a week. I mean, it was touch and go a few times.
Did it come out always on the same day of the week, Jim? How did it, so you were disciplined where you had to have it, you know, ready to go by a certain date?
Yes, I just kind of arbitrarily picked Tuesday as the day that I posted my blog, and sometimes literally I was up at 5 o'clock on Tuesday morning saying, "Okay, what am I going to write about?"
Would you mind if I shared a little bit of this with people, because this is so funny?
I'm happy to do that. My wife is not listening, so
oh,
I think
good. Okay, okay.
Let's
okay.
Check with your wife.
This is like the fourth paragraph of this thing. This is hilarious. Just because I shut up doesn't mean I quit thinking, though. Those mental cogs keep turning. I started pondering the possibility of all these baby boomer women out there going through this awful experience at the same time. I thought, wow. I wonder how that's affecting the climate of the Earth. Maybe this explains all that polar ice cap melting and stuff. I was about to bring this up when the woman who may or may not have been my wife, and she reads this, probably won't be my wife for much longer, said, I need to get inside where there's air conditioning. I was thinking, I need to get inside where there's alcohol. It's probably a good thing that she cut me off before I could share my theory. She may have saved my life.
And the title of this blog was Climate Change, Global Hot Flash.
I was laughing out loud in my office when I was reading this morning. It was just hilarious.
So your blog, you named your blog A Western Take, and I think you're doing a compilation of all of them. Is that going to print, Jim?
It's out. It's actually out and available on Amazon, and it's available in hard copy and also in ebook as well.
Okay, so the full title was is Western Takes.
Perspectives on the Meaning of Life and Other Stuff.
Okay, because so if our listeners are wanting to get that, that's how they can search for it. Because I didn't see it on your website yet. Maybe I just missed it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. The kind of marketing expert I am.
I spend a lot of time on people's websites.
Yes, she does.
And I was like, oh, I want to know about that book. Oh, I don't see it there yet.
No, yeah.
Let me think. I had another. What would you say? You probably covered this, but what would you say was the most challenging thing for yourself in setting up a schedule to blog? Was it coming up with a subject, or what was challenging?
Yeah, I think so. Really, coming up with a subject. I mean, it's funny because I was really proud of myself before I actually did it in 2013. I sat down and I wrote like 10 or 12 of the essays. So when I started in January of 2014, I had the next 2.5 months done, and I was kind of got cocky about that, thinking, well, I can just write one every week or so and stay ahead of the curve. And then I rapidly fell behind, and then, you know, it's like, well, sometimes I was real clear and thought, okay, this is a good idea, and this is a good idea. And then some weeks I was like, oh, shoot, I don't know. I don't have any ideas.
Well, you've inspired me, because on our SCV Out West website, I have a blog section set up, and each section has a placeholder that says, it's dated July 22nd, coming soon, you know, interviews with authors, coming soon, interviews with musicians. So, you know, you're probably going to hear from me, and you're going to probably be my first blog topic.
All right.
Well, there's a lofty ambition.
Yeah, well, good. Check that right off the bucket list.
There you go. Hey, I have a review here. Yeah, actually, you have to hear this. I think you included this in your sheet. Jim Jones' new CD, Race with the Wind, is to be savored and enjoyed again and again. Jim entertains with sing-along. Did you really write this, or did someone else write this?
I really wrote this.
No, not you. Oh. Jim.
Oh, did I write it? I don't recall writing it.
Oh, yeah.
Neither confirm nor deny.
Right, there you go. As in good ride, and encourages us to look past the obvious to what makes us human in songs like Common Ground, She Left Anyway. Captures the consequences behind tough choices made. I've been long been a fan of Jim's music because what he presents is reliable no matter where you hang your hat. You could be working in the city, living in a suburb, or engaged in authentic Western lifestyle, and still his songs will speak to you. Bobby Jean Bell, purveyor of Western music, Out West co-host, Campfire Cafe, Equestrian Legacy Radio, and co-host of The Writer's Block on LA Talk Radio. We must throw that in there.
Yes, of course.
That was actually very nice.
Was, yeah. It cost me a pretty penny, I tell you.
If it was more than $20, you paid too much.
I got a really good pair of boots after I wrote that.
That's right.
Are those the red ones?
Yeah.
Oh, those are pretty. Hey, we were talking before the show, actually, after we contacted you, and then we were sitting here chatting before we went on the air, and we were wondering about the differences between people who listen into Western music and people that read Western novels and people that watch Western movies. And I said I don't think that you have to do all three. I think you can pick what you like and what you don't like and what you are comfortable with and what you aren't comfortable with. And Bobby seems to think, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I may be paraphrasing this, is that if you like one, you should like the other, you should like the other. Well, I don't know. What is your opinion? Or do you have one?
Well, you know, I don't know that they necessarily all hang together. I mean, I think there are plenty of people. There are people who really are into music and would really enjoy Western music, but the Western novel might not be a genre that really resonates with them, and kind of vice versa. That there are people that love to read those Western novels, but don't necessarily want to hear us folks singing about it. And Western movies, you know, that's a whole different ballgame, because most of us that like the Western movies, there aren't that many new ones, and so we're thinking about the classics and stuff. And
right.
Unfortunately, there's not nearly enough good ones being made that don't include an alien or something. So.
Well, you know, we brought up this conversation, this sort of topic, Jim, because, of course, you know, you and I are both very involved with Western music and the Western Music Association. You're both an author and a songwriter performer, so you kind of cross two worlds. And as I look out at, you know, audiences, I would like to see more folks in the seats and coming to enjoy this great music. And I wonder, you know, some authors are wishing that they had a larger audience reading. And I keep thinking there's got to be a way to, you know, maybe the Western audience doesn't really know what's happening in Western fiction or nonfiction. And maybe the Western reader doesn't really know anything about Western music. And how can should we be looking for ways to try to bring the two, you know, together?
Well, I agree with you, and I think it's a real challenge. It's really a challenge for both of the organizations that I belong to, the music and the writers. One of the things Well, a couple of things that I try to do to address that are, I mean, that's one of the reasons I was at the Southwest Regional Folk Alliance, and I'm actually going to the Midwest Regional Folk Alliance at the end of this month, because I'm trying to get my music in front of people who don't necessarily know that they like it yet. You know, they don't know they like Western music because they kind of had an antiquated idea of what it might be, and it, contemporary Western music, and I think contemporary Western writing as well, have evolved over many years now, and there's a lot for people, as you said in that wonderful quote that you gave me, that you don't necessarily have to ride a horse every day to appreciate stories about the West, and there's things about those stories that can apply to your life if you live in the middle of Manhattan. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good thought. You don't have to be wearing a hat and boots to enjoy the story. Good story is a good story.
Exactly. Great music is great music.
I was sitting here listening to Race with the Wind, and I'm not a big Western music fan, but mm-hmm. I have to tell you, I am now. But not just because it's you, but I mean the way it's presented meets with my sensibilities. I like it. It hits my ear right.
Well, and I think that's kind of what we're saying is getting it in front of folks that just, you know, I don't know if you run into this, Jim, but this is another thing I will hear is people will say, oh, Louis L'Amour and Zane Grey, and you kind of want to go, yes, these are the shoulders that current writers are, you know, look to or stand on the shoulders of, but there's so much great Western fiction being written today. Why do we always go back to Sons of the Pioneers in music? Why do we always go back to Louis L'Amour? Like, you know, come on. There's lots of fabulous, you know, writing going on today. Yeah. And how do we get those folks to, you know, come and read, you know, read the new things? And I just see that as a challenge. We got to figure that out.
Hey, I have an idea.
I agree with you. And I think one of the ways we do it is we go places where they don't know anything about it, and we insert ourselves. And, of course, the good thing, when I was in Austin, I was the only person at that conference with a real cowboy hat on. And so I stuck out like a sore thumb. But people were really pretty open and accepting of what I did. And I think after they heard a song or two, it was like you were saying, Jim. I mean, they can kind of see the overlap, and it's not what they thought it was.
Right. I mean, your songs. I mean, especially "Race with the Wind." I mean, you had some nice harmonies in there, some great guitar work. I mean, it just really rolled for me. So congratulations, that's a good song. Not that my opinion matters all that much, but
let's see.
I'm glad you didn't think it sucked.
No, I didn't. I did not think it sucked. And with that, I have to sell some more airtime.
Can I say that on LA Talk Radio?
Yes, you can. Yeah, actually, you can say a lot worse than that. All right. Well, I have to run another ad. It'll be about 30 seconds. We'll be right back with you, Jim.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, Jim Christina here for TFM Truckload, a division of Target Freight Management. TFM Truckload is here to help you with all of your truckload and railroad shipping needs. If you want a reputable company who is going to work hard to find you the best rates while maintaining the best service, then TFM Truckload is who you need to call. When TFM Truckload books a truck for your company, it shows up 100% of the time. So if you want a reliable truckload broker, then call TFM Truckload today. That's TFM Truckload toll-free at 844-653-7789. Or if you're a web guy like me, go to www.targetfmi.com. So give them a call at 844-653-7789 or catch them on the web.
Someone doesn't like her hair or the color of his skin. What gives folks the right to judge others from the outside in? Most people want the same things in life, at least that's what I believe. Maybe I'm a lot like you, maybe you're a lot like me. I'm just a common man looking for some common ground. With time we stand up for a lot more standing down. Less talking, more listening. Stop rolling around and around.
She loves her husband, he loves his wife and kids. We're all just trying to do a good day's work, make enough money to live. Well, I don't have all the answers, I reckon it's the same for you. Maybe if we put our heads together, we can find a new point of view. For a common man looking for some common ground, it's time we stand up for a lot more standing down. Less talking, more listening. Stop rolling around and around.
And that is an excerpt from Common Ground, also found on Race with the Wind album from Mr. Jim Jones. Bobby.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, you are.
Jim, I'd like to go back to book writing for just a moment because you do have three out. You've got a new one coming next year.
I do, yes.
Yeah, tell us about the project coming up.
Okay, it's a spinoff from my trilogy. One of the characters who first appeared in the second book and by the third book had become a more important character and kind of the conscience of the whole deal in the third book. I thought he deserved his own book. And so it's a spinoff. It's still located in northern New Mexico. It's called The Big Empty, which is what some people call the area up there. It's just east of Cimarron and the mountain in this area, where the town of Cimarron is, just a great big plain there with it goes east of Springer and Clayton, New Mexico, and just goes on and on and on. And so it's almost like that becomes a character in the book.
And you have a publisher. If you're working with
Five Star Publishing in of all things, Maine, state of Maine.
Boy, they know a lot about cowboys, don't they?
Now, is this a different publisher than the first three books, Jim? Remind me.
Yeah, the first three were self-published. I went through I did Create Space and did them myself. So this is a and by the way, just a real quick plug, since Five Star has been wonderful to me, is they've taken the first three and they're publishing them in large print. And Rustler's Moon just came out in August in large print, and then Colorado Moon's coming out next month, I think it is, and then in February, Waning Moon comes out, and all in large print.
Oh, way to go.
That's
good
really
job.
Exciting. So speaking as though I was an author and I've written my book, how did you go about finding Five Star, or did they find you? What was the process like?
Well, it's that wonderful Western Writers of America organization who are like a family, only we like each other, which is nice. But Tiffany Schofield is the senior editor, managing editor of Five Star, and she comes to the annual meetings, and got to know her there. I got an agent, literary agent, who has been wonderful with the unlikely name of Cherry Wiener, but that's her name.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean
you can't make this stuff up.
I hope she's not listening.
Well, you know, she'll give me a hard time about it, but she's about 4 feet tall, and she's just a package of dynamite. And she's actually working my tail off. She's got me committed to two more books. I'm thinking, well, I guess I better start making up some more stories. So,
well, you got that nasty word thrown in there too, deadline.
That's right.
Jim, do you want to ask him?
Yeah, we actually have an agent coming on the show next year. Gene Loic. God forgive me, Gene. I cannot pronounce your last name, and I am Italian. But she's going to be on. We have a lot of good people coming on. Oh, did you know we have Craig Johnson coming on next year?
Wow. I got to see him. He came to a local bookstore that's actually just about three blocks from my house, and I listened to him speak. He has a great sense of humor and just really engaging, and was a real treat to hear him talk about this whole experience, including the TV series.
Yeah.
He really loved what they were doing. I mean,
yeah, I just sent him an email and asked him if he was interested, and boom.
He came.
Immediately sent me one back and said, absolutely.
January 7th.
Oh, January 7th he's on. So yeah. We have a historical thing that we do here, and we have the name of a show, which is called The Writer's Block. And now that you are going to be publishing five more books, Have you ever had writer's block?
Well, I'm not sure if I've had writer's block. I mean, some days are much better than others. I was thinking about that a little while ago. Is that, you know, you just have to sit down and write, and sometimes what you write is not very good, but at least then you have a point of departure, you know. It's like, Right. Okay. And, you know, a lot of the people I know in Western writers, Johnny D. Boggs is a good example. He got his start in journalism, and he said, you know, when you have, you know, deadline every day, you just don't have the luxury of writer's block. And so I think you just kind of wade through it and just write crummy stuff, which then often leads to good stuff, because you either say, okay, I see where that could really be good if I just retool it, or you say, oh, that's horrible, I'm going to go a totally different direction.
That's true.
But, you know, as long as you just keep writing, you don't get writer's block.
Right.
But you can write some pretty crummy stuff. It's the same thing about songwriting, too. I mean, you know, they talk about you can't be afraid of writing a lousy song in order to get to the really good ones.
Yeah, you know, lousy songs just don't play again.
Right, exactly.
You know, they just... Johnny Boggs, don't we have him coming on?
We should have him, but I don't know.
I think he's inquired for next year.
Oh, okay.
If not, we will.
Yeah, I have a bucket list of folks, too, that I've been thinking about showing we get invited. Do you have a favorite place to write, Jim?
Well, actually, I'm sitting in it. I have a room in my house is my studio, and I have all my recording equipment and my instruments, and I have my computer, and I sit at my computer and crank it out.
So you just go ahead and write on a computer, laptop, or whatever. You don't do pen and paper, and then eventually you just go right to the keyboard.
Yeah, because otherwise I get writer's cramp.
Well played.
This is so fun.
You know, Troy Smith wrote his novel, Raidersburg Gold, laying on his back with a pencil and a legal pad.
Yeah, because the pens, the gravity, and then he had the special pens like astronauts so that he could write with a pen and the ink. Oh, such a story.
And he'll be on...
Yeah, I hear all those things. You know, Lauren Esselman writes on it's a Smith and Corona or what it is, but it's one of those old, like typewriters like... Some of us are old enough to remember, but I couldn't do that if my life depended on it.
Oh, me either. I can't remember to put the force on the keys.
Right.
And what are you reading now? What's on your electronic reader or your bedstand or in your travel bag? What you reading now?
What am I reading? You know what? Between my son and my daughter and one of my nephews, they turn me on to all kinds of really cool stuff. I read a lot of fantasy stuff. My son started me with the George R. R. Martin, you know, Game of Thrones stuff years ago. But then there's Joe Abercrombie has some great stuff, and I'm currently reading the Dresden Files by Jim Butcher, and it's about the only wizard private detective in the country who in Chicago. Harry Dresden is a wizard, and he's a private detective who gets in all kinds of scrapes. And so I read a lot of that stuff. And then I read mysteries like a lot of Robert Cray stuff and John Sanford and people like that. I like a lot of those. Again, those are series where you have the same characters from book to book to book.
Right. I like Sanford's Virgil Flowers.
Yes, that's a spinoff that worked really well, and in fact, it kind of inspired me. Him and Robert Parker's Jesse Stone spinoff too. That I saw those guys being successful doing that, and thought, well, shoot, if they can do it, I can give it a shot.
So. There you go.
What, you have another question?
I do. What actually got you into songwriting? I mean, were you young? Younger?
I had to be younger because I was. I was at the University of Texas in Austin, and I went there my sophomore year, and it was just a magical time for music in Austin. Which I mean, it continues to this day. But I mean, I was hearing people like Michael Martin Murphy and some of the most amazing songwriters. You could just hop in your car, and in 10 minutes you were there, and you could be within 10 feet of them listening to their songs, and it just you know, I already loved music, but I'd never written anything. And, and so I was inspired, and I wrote some really bad, angsty kind of things. And, but you know, so I think it's taken me a long time to really kind of hit my stride. But
yeah, I think
that's,
I started,
that's what inspired me.
I think I started writing songs in high school, maybe, with a guy named Scott Hicks. If you're listening, Scott, I just gave you a shout out. he's a woodcarver now. Actually, he does really nice work. But I haven't written anything in a long time. You know, I
well, I read
got
your
out
bio. I saw that you're a musician in another life and everything. I'd love to sit down and pick a little bit with you.
I haven't done that in a long time either. I would have to get my fingers back in shape. But
well, now you have a goal between now and next April and the
Buckaroo Bookshop. Well, that's true, huh? You know, we have a grandchild going to be born supposedly December 25th.
Oh, wow.
And my wife is telling me, well, you need to sit down. It's Jerry the Booker. You need to sit down and write a song for Emma. That's granddaughter's name, Emma June. And I'm thinking, man, I haven't done that in 100 years. I don't even think I can remember chord patterns anymore.
So better start practicing now.
You don't forget chord patterns. I mean, you know, let's face it. You know,
it's like riding a bicycle. It'll come back to you.
It does. Hey, look, we're running out of time. We've only got a couple more minutes. Why don't you give us all your contact information for people, your website and your email and blah, blah, blah.
Okay. It's jimjonesmusic.com. If you leave off the music, you'll either get stuff about the Guyana tragedy and Kool-Aid, or you'll get a rapper, and either one has anything to do with me. But so it's jimjonesmusic.com, and my email is ajamojo@comcast.net.
Mojo.
There's actually a very logical explanation for that, but
do we want to hear it?
So I'm assuming we'll see you in Albuquerque in next month. Can you believe it's next month now? Because this is October 1st.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And you are where else other than Albuquerque? Where else are you going?
I'm going to be actually going back to Texas next weekend, doing a concert in San Angelo, Texas, and then I'll be in Iowa City, Iowa, for the Midwest Regional Folk Alliance, and then I'm actually going up to Heber City, Utah at the end of this month for the Heber City Cowboy Gathering, which is a great big and really fun cowboy gathering. So those are the next things on the docket.
Well, look, next time you're in town, let us know. If you're here on a Thursday, we'll drag you in here and set you in a chair.
All right.
It's been great talking to you, and you know you're welcome back anytime. And anytime you want to call in,
and post on the Writer's Block Radio Show Facebook page.
Yeah,
just, you know, every time you're posting, Jim, just go on over there and you know share it over there.
Yeah, we'd love to see them.
I'll do that, and if you have some guests that I know, I'll call and harass them and heckle them.
Well, actually, you probably will know a lot of them, I am going to be sending you via U.S. mail. A Writer's Block coffee cup.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's a mug that we had made for our guests, and so we're going to be sending you one of those.
Well,
I don't know
I
if it's going to be tomorrow.
I always use a new coffee cup.
Oh, yeah, this is really cool. I mean, that's all a lot of people use anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Great cups.
It'll be worth a lot on eBay, you know, 50 years from now. It'll be collectible.
Anyway, we're going to have to get going here pretty quick. So, Jim, thanks again for coming on, and you're more than welcome anytime you'd like.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks to both of you. Oh. It's really been a lot of fun.
Oh, it has been fun. And the hour just shot by. So enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm sorry we disturbed it.
Okay.
And we'll be talking soon.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
Bye, Jim.
Bye.
Jim Jones. What a guy.
Really fun.
Nice, nice man.
Really, really fun.
Nice man. Hey, how did your concert series go?
Oh, it was great. We missed being here, of course, but we had a wonderful evening with Tracy Newman and the Reinforcements. Fabulous songwriter, wonderful band. It was so much fun. And last night, Jim and I went to a really special concert with the Time Jumpers out of Nashville. Time Jumpers are a really, really well-known sort of Western swing band, all really amazing musicians. And along with them was Vince Gill and Ranger Doug of Riders in the Sky. And
I saw that posting you made.
Gosh, yeah. What a night!
Where were they?
They were at the Santa Clarita College Performing Arts Center.
Wow!
And it was a sold out house. If there weren't any seats, I sure didn't see them. And the crowd loved them, and they were having a ball. And they did, you know, it's Western swing and swing. So Bob Wills music and some of Vince Gill's famous pieces, and you know, it's just a fabulous night.
Yeah, I've seen Vince Gill before.
Yeah,
Down from the Mountain tour. He's very good.
Yeah, really, really fun.
He's
Three
really
fiddlers,
good.
And just jam packed, fabulous night.
And I will catch your podcast tomorrow morning from this morning.
Yes.
Because I get busy on Thursdays.
I know. Yeah. It was fun. And Royal Wade Kimes, our guest this morning, we'll need to have him on the show as well.
Well, let's get him a hold of the bookie so we can get him booked. Because we have from March on, I think, maybe she said March or April.
We're already booked. Wow.
Yeah, I know. I mean.
So if you would like to be on the show, you need to go to the Facebook page, the Writer's Block Radio Show. And now there's also a new Facebook page specifically addressing getting booked.
Writer's Block Booking.
There you go. And tell us, give us some information about you so that we can look at getting you on the schedule.
Or you can email directly to guestwb@yahoo.com. And that goes directly to Jerry the Bookie. And she'll hook you right up.
And we couldn't do this without her.
No, we couldn't. And that's a wrap for tonight. Thank you all for listening. And we'll be back with you next week. And I forget who we have next week.
Pam is the first name, wrote 4 wonderful thriller, mystery, suspense kind of novels. And I'm sorry, her last name is totally escaping me. But tune in next week and find out.
I will find out, too. So as our friend Courtney Joyner once told us.
Right. Fight on.
And right on.
And right on.
And with that, we are out of here. We'll be right back.